You say it.
No, it's your boo.
Yeah, but you say hello, imaginary.
Hello, Simon's imaginary friends. It's Yana here. And Simon as well, because it's his phone.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, so there's a conversation going about why do we boo, why do we follow people, why do we unfollow people if we do, and that sort of thing.
Do we filter?
How we filter what we say.
Very interesting subject. Lots of very interesting boos I've heard so far.
Yeah, you have. I've not gone through all of them yet. So, yeah, I think that's one thing that I can contribute. How do I listen? When I have time. So now it's we've had a week of half term, and that's when I have practically no time to listen to any boos, which is why they're all stacking up in my downcast. So, yeah. So any conversations I wanted to contribute to this week? No, not going to happen, because I haven't even listened to everybody else's responses yet. Then usually once the kids are back in school, I can try and catch up. So yeah, that always happens in the holidays.
Ah, yeah, so that's when your routine is broken and your usual boo listening time or boo recording time is taken away.
Yes. But I also find that I don't necessarily contribute lots of responses normally, because I'm usually fairly behind on boo listening anyway, and then it takes me a while to maybe think of an answer, listen to everybody else on the subject, think of an answer, and by the time I get round to recording that, the conversation's usually moved on, which is why I don't respond as often as perhaps I should, or think, oh, this is a really interesting topic, I'd like to say something.
Yeah, so then to get to the topic, how do you decide whether to follow somebody on Audioboo or not?
I used to, when I first started, sort of people that thought, oh, that's interesting. But it's usually someone else talks about them, or someone I know already follows that person. And I think, oh, okay, that sounds quite interesting. Then I had to sort of stop, because I just couldn't, as I said, I can't keep up with the boos that are there already, and there's so many interesting ones, and I think I really, really want to listen to them, so I wouldn't find it fair to take on more people, because then I'm not listening to their boos either. So and now it's mostly just someone gets mentioned a lot by the people that I listen to, so to save me having to go to the website and listen to that boo, because that's a bit of a pain, because it keeps breaking down and it has to, you have to start listening again from the top. I then start following them. So it's purely for practical reasons if lots of other people listen to them. But it's mainly by recommendation, actually.
What about if somebody follows you and you get a notification?
Yeah, not necessarily. Not unless I already know.
What do you do at
somebody
point?
Else.
When you get that email, what do you do? Do you ignore it completely, or do you?
Well, what can you do? Yeah, I mean, I check the person out.
You check them out?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Have a look at the profile, mostly.
Have a look at but if profile I, page. Yeah, but do I you listen to any of their boos or look at the subject messages?
Because I already, like I said, I already have too many boos to listen to, so probably not.
So you have a look at their page, and that's it. If they don't win you over by what their page looks
bad,
like,
isn't it?
And so do you look at just the boos that they've done, or do you look at the interactions? Because if you just go to somebody's page,
I'll
normally
also look
it shows
how many
you
boos they do. I mean, if they don't do that many boos, I'm actually fairly more likely to follow them. If they've done a lot, then I'm sorry, I can't. But it's simply because I've got so many stuck in my boo stream already. So it's no reflection on that person. And I realise, you know, I haven't, my bio doesn't say anything really. So, you know, I wouldn't expect anyone to follow me on the strength of my bio. So.
Okay, good. So it's a personal recommendation thing. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What about how you listen to them? So do you then, you mentioned Downcast, so do you use...
This is going
to
be your interview boo, isn't it?
No, I'm just very interested in what you're saying. So you use Downcast, and so therefore you use the RSS feed for your followed boos?
Probably. You set it up, you'll know that.
Okay, yeah. I think you've got your followed boos RSS feed on there. Any other RSS feeds going in there?
For some podcasts.
All right, but no other audio boo. You haven't got specific audio boo people.
I don't
your
think
own
so,
boos
no.
or anybody no. that you've singled
my
out.
My own boos? No, I listen to them before I post them, and then I don't listen again.
Okay.
But I listen to them before I post them, yes. So that's sort of the filtering thing, isn't it?
And then how do you then decide? So that then downloads all of the new booze in your followed booze stream?
Yep.
And then how do you decide what to listen to?
By topic. And some people I know are always interesting, so I just listen to them. And then if there's a conversation going on, then I usually pick out the booze in that conversation first. But it also depends very much what I'm doing, really. If I'm doing something around the house and I just need to have the booze playing continually, I'll just start at the top and then they just go down and I just listen to that. Probably in the wrong order. You say
start
now.
At the top. Is that the newest booze?
Yeah, which is why I'm getting out in the wrong order. But yeah, then they just play through.
So you listen to the newest booze and then the next newest.
And then see how far down I get. Yeah, and if I see anything that sounds, so I will have a look through. If anything says soundscape, I'll probably delete it. If it's only a minute or so, I'll leave it out of interest. But anything longer than that, I'll delete it probably.
Okay, cool. And what do you do at the end of the day when... if you haven't listened to all of the booze that are in there...
Then they stay in there. That's why I've still got some in there that are over a year old that I think... They look really interesting. I'll listen to them at some point.
But you never do, because they're at the bottom of the list.
Yeah, well, I made my way back to as far as November last year. And then February started, and now I've got backlog again.
So how do you deal with that? And then would you do a bulk delete, or do you actually just go through
I've
them?
Stopped downloading them now, actually. Because there's now too many hours, I'm afraid my phone's going to be too full again. So I'll see how much I can catch up next week. And then at some point, I'll probably be quite ruthless and delete a few, depending on the titles. I won't listen to very technical. If it looks very technical, I probably won't listen because I know I won't understand it. I want to understand it. And sometimes I try and listen to them, try and answer, but very often I don't. So, and that's also a lot of the time where I suppose a lot of people I listen to, I find it very interesting what they say, but there's not always something for me to actually contribute to other than maybe make a comment, which I don't very often do because it's a bit fiddly to do that. So I have to sort of go on the computer and do it. And then by the time then I've forgotten or I don't know which boo it was anymore, if they've done several or yeah. And then very often I don't make. So apologies are very often. I want to make a comment more often than I do.
What about, do you ever unfollow anybody?
Hardly ever. I think I unfollowed a couple of people in the past, but that was on the strength of what they were saying not having a conversation where they didn't want to listen, I think. That was the problem, so I didn't unfollow them because then I felt there was no point.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hardly ever unfollow people. It would tend to be a very, very strong reason, like, yeah, the content was questionable or the conduct was something I was uncomfortable with. So, yeah, I would tend to keep following people and I always get, you know, I've always got a chance then to listen to their boo, or even if it's only accidentally listen to their boo, because my hands are wet or something and I haven't got time to pause it and it's going
That's
to...
That's a good reason.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, but that happens. Sometimes a boo comes on or a podcast comes on, and I think, oh, I'll skip this, and then but my hands are wet, so I don't skip it, and then I listen, and I start listening to it, and then I get into it, and I'm glad I listened to it.
So, oh wait, okay. So. Yeah, see, I usually if I know that I'm going to have my hands full, then I might just because yeah, if a boo's too long and I don't understand it, or some are also. I can't understand what's going on or sometimes then I have to fast forward. But if I'm doing something where I know I've got my hands dirty or I can't go into my phone, then I'll just listen to a podcast.
So what about the length of a boo? Does that have a factor?
Quick look at how long this one is. No, not really. It depends on the person. Some people I don't mind how long they boo. I listen.
Well, for me, if it's longer than 10 minutes, I'll probably skip it. Toodle-boo.
Oh, but what about you?
That's why I wanted to try and stop it before 10 minutes was up, but now you've carried on.
Okay, sorry, go on in.
It's too late now. I've gone over 10 minutes.
Well, stop it. It's only just over 10 minutes.
It's too late.
Oh, just stop it.
Okay, we're back again. Right, Jana wants to ask me to reflect on the differences.
Yes.
I think at the moment I'm tending to listen to the same reverse chronological order downcast feed like Jana was talking about. I prefer to listen to them in chronological order if I can. So another playlist is the other way around, so it's chronological order. So I'll often go into that playlist, start playing the oldest Boo, because that's at the top of the list, and then hit the back button, which magically puts me at the other end of the list and gives me the very latest Boo.
Mm-hmm.
And then I might sort of skip back 10 Boos or something, and then I can listen to the latest 10 Boos in chronological order, mm-hmm. rather than listen to them in reverse chronological order. But it does make it more difficult to try and keep up with the latest Boos.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a difference. What else? I do have a few people that I have separate subscriptions for their Boos to mm-hmm. make sure I never miss any of their Boos. For example, this lady here sat next to me. The JN2N's Boos is a separate feed on my Downcast. Mm-hmm. So I'll usually get two copies then of one of them. One from me, that feed, and one from the followed Boos feed. Mm. But the thing that that gives me is it gives me the opportunity to set up a different playlist on my Downcast
mm.
where I've got the priority Boos. So I'll go into there and I'll listen to those Boos first, because you know if you said something on Audio Boo, then I want to make sure I hear that more.
Mm.
You know, that's more urgent for me. It's a higher priority for me than the sort of the general Boo stream. So it's a shame that you can't just do that in the feed. But maybe that could be a feature for Audio Boo. Maybe you could have instead of having one RSS feed for followed Boos, maybe you could have sort of two different levels of doesn't matter anyway. Stupid idea.
How do you decide who you follow? Do you say that already?
I usually just follow people back when they follow me, and then I'll unfollow them if they're not interesting.
Okay.
But I'll usually keep following them, actually.
Okay.
But if somebody looks like a spammer, for instance, you know, if they haven't really done any Boos, then I might not follow them back.
Yeah, that's easy.
Actually, if they haven't done any Boos, then I will happily follow them, because, you know, it's not as if they're going to clog up my Boo stream.
Well, no, but that was my reason that I didn't follow people in the past if they haven't actually done any Boos. Yeah, I remember not following someone back before because of that. Which is silly, really, because otherwise I wouldn't really find out if they say anything interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And what about booing? How do you decide when you boo? How do you decide what's interesting or what do you want to boo, or how do you filter yourself? Because see, I'm thinking I'm just going to boo whatever. If I feel like doing a boo about something, I'm just going to do it. I just need to find the time and then I'll just do it, and hopefully it's nothing time sensitive. Because I've been really surprised in the past when I've recorded something and I thought, oh, this is not going to be interesting to anyone, and then that was the boo that I got feedback for. Whereas when I recorded the boo, I thought, okay, well, this might be quite interesting to some people out there. Nothing. So I think you really can't tell.
Mm.
That always surprises me.
Yeah, definitely. So if I hear something interesting, then I might do a boo for that. Mm. Or if something interesting's happened, I want to record an audio log?
Yeah.
I think Phil calls them, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good, quite good to tag them in that way that Phil described on his Boo.
Mm.
It gives people the choice whether to listen or not. You know, it's a soundscape. Yeah. But no, I don't know.
Mm. Okay.
If I think something sounds interesting, yeah.
Okay.
If I've got a question, if I've got a problem, I want to get answers from people.
Yes. Okay. And do you, but yeah, you don't respond that much anymore. You do more responses and text comments, don't you? Rather than doing a boo back.
I find it easier because I can do it right. I can do it straight away then. You know, it's not always possible to do a boo recording. And sometimes I've only really got, just a single thought to respond with. So in those scenarios, I tend to just do a text comment. It's quick and lightweight. But if I had something more substantial, then I would do a proper reply.
Okay, makes sense. All right, then. Anything else you want to say? Anything else to cover?
Filtration.
Yeah, how do you filter?
I don't think I filter at all, really. The main filter I have is that my Audioboo account is not, you know, it's not a name that I expect anyone at work to Google me, because Phil was talking about how he would never boo something that he wasn't happy for any of his work colleagues to find, or any of his family to find, etc. I kind of started off like that because my Audioboo account did have my real name
originally, yes.
But I got it renamed to SM2N, obviously, and when I decided I wanted to be able to talk about whatever was on my mind, whether or not it would piss off somebody at work or whatever, so. Yes, I'm fooling myself into thinking that I've got a protective layer of anonymity, so that allows me to remove my filters.
Yeah, but you don't really talk about stuff from work anyway, do you?
No, but I could if I wanted to. The other thing is, I wouldn't record someone else against, without their permission.
Yeah, okay.
Except my children, who don't really have any legal rights to permit me or not to
record them. Yeah, that's a thorny subject, isn't it? I'm sure there was a... Yeah, because children don't mean... Well, sometimes, if they say they don't want to say anything on there, then, that happens as well. So, do you want to do an audiobook? No. Okay, fine, then we don't do an audiobook. So...
But I think our kids are used to us booing, so therefore they think it's normal to be on a boo.
Yeah, they do. Fairly. So it's good to get them into it. But yeah, I suppose at some point they'll reach the age where they can decide for themselves whether they want to do it or not. But, yeah. Yeah, otherwise, I don't know. I try and decide whether... not so much of interest, but whether I can... Yeah. What is sort of stuff that I should say, but I can't really say what sort of filter that is. I don't know. It depends on the subject, I guess.
Is it sort of a decency filter or morality filter or something? Is it something something morally right to talk about this or not?
Yeah, or... I don't know. But if it's something about school, for instance... You know, you wouldn't necessarily go and make stuff like that public. So,
So you'll record boos at school, but you won't say what the name of the school is, and you won't geotag it.
Yeah. Yeah, but also sort of some of the goings on you wouldn't necessarily make public because there are all sorts of rules about that sort of thing. So yeah. So, yeah, it's mostly things like that, really. Whether there are any sort of rules covering whether that sort of thing should be made public. I sound like I have a really mysterious, interesting life now, don't I?
You do, my darling, you do.
Yeah, right.
Right then. Well, we're reaching 20-minute mark, so it's time to say goodbye.
Because I've interviewed you in... sufficiently now. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for listening, if you have.
Yes, thank you, if you made it this far.
Toodle-boo. Okay.